KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have dense fog here in the listening area. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for Atlantic and the surrounding area. The counties off to our west and southwest, that'll be in effect until 8 o'clock. Otherwise, we expect skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 54. And our news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, dense fog was blamed for an accident that took place Sunday night in Montgomery County that sent one person to the hospital. Sheriff's officials say 25-year-old Matthew Rasmussen of Red Oak suffered minor injuries when the pickup he was driving ran through a stop sign, crashed through a barrier, and came to rest against a tree. The accident happened around 8:15 p.m. at the intersection of H Avenue and 110th Street. Authorities say Rasmussen was southbound on H Avenue and didn't see the stop sign due to the thick fog in the area. Damage to his 2005 Ford F-350 pickup was estimated at $10,000, while a guardrail owned by the Montgomery County Secondary Roads Department sustained $5,000 damage. Charges are pending in connection with the crash. Montgomery County deputies were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Elliott First Responders, and the Elliott Fire Department. A man who was cited for allegedly hunting deer without a license was subsequently arrested late Saturday morning near Bridgewater for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said 59-year-old Galen Vern Walters of Anita was arrested on bond later Saturday afternoon, or rather released on bond, that is. Walters was originally cited by Iowa DNR officer Brian Smith for hunting without a license. A check of his record, however, revealed Walters was a convicted felon. An Adair County deputy met with Smith and seized the shotgun and ammunition Walters had in his possession. Walters was later released on bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also 34-year-old Raymond Scott Davis of Creston was arrested November 30th in Union County for failure to appear contempt of court. Davis's bond was set at $2,000. That same day, 26-year-old Adam James McGill of Casey was arrested in Adair for driving while license suspended or revoked, OWI-related. McGill was later released on $1,000 bond. And 36-year-old Christopher Lee Brees of Bridgewater was cited by an Adair County deputy on December 2nd for driving under suspension. Brees was released after receiving his citation. Police in Council Bluffs report a woman was shot in the leg Saturday evening by an unknown female assailant. Officers were called at around 6:40 p.m. to the north side of Big Lake Park in Council Bluffs for a shooting that had just occurred. When officers arrived, they found 40-year-old Shanna Gollier of Council Bluffs near a red Toyota with a gunshot wound to the left upper thigh of her left leg. The woman said her assailant, a white female, 5 feet 7 inches tall with dark hair and unknown clothing, was last seen running eastbound in the park. The area was cordoned off by uniformed officers. The Omaha Police Department helicopter was also requested to search the area. However, the suspect was not located. Gollier was transported to Mercy Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The Criminal Investigation Division was called to the scene, and their preliminary investigation revealed Gollier had driven to the park at around 6 p.m. Saturday and parked her vehicle in the northwest parking lot near the walking trail. She said that after she'd walked a short distance and decided to sit on a bench property, she heard a female voice order her to lie on the ground. The voice then made a vulgar comment. The suspect did not demand any valuables and made no further statements to the woman. Gollier said that she was then shot with an unknown weapon and was unable to provide any additional description of the suspect. And while the investigation is continuing into the incident, authorities say it's believed to be an isolated event. Anyone that may have witnessed the shooting or have information about the crime is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. And two Council Bluffs police officers were injured Saturday afternoon while attempting to arrest a juvenile following a disturbance at a local business. The officers were called at around 3:35 p.m. to the Family Dollar store at 2801 West Broadway. When they arrived and located an adult female and 17-year-old male, the two subjects said they were upset over the business not accepting a coupon for a soft drink product. When officers asked the subjects for their IDs, the 17-year-old male became aggressive and refused to comply with the officers' orders. Officers arrested 57-year-old Suzanne Elizabeth Fredette for disorderly conduct after a citizen told police that he was offended by Fredette's profanity. And when officers attempted to arrest Fredette, her 17-year-old male grandson interfered. They turned their attention toward him and decided to arrest him as well, but the teen fought with the officers and resisted arrest. Officers were able to take the teen to the ground and handcuff him. Fredette was arrested without further incident. The primary officer on the scene suffered a dislocated finger, while the backup officer suffered a fractured hand. Fredette was transported to Pott County Corrections and booked in, while the teen was taken to Mercy Hospital to be checked out due to his being in the altercation with the officers. The officers were also treated at Mercy and then released. After the teen was released from the hospital, he was transported to the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center and booked on charges that include two counts each of disorderly conduct, aggravated assault on a peace officer, and interference with official acts. And in the funeral announcements, Barbara Ramsey, age 75, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Barbara Ramsey will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Matthew Rachel, age 89, of Manila, died November 30th at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Matthew Rachel will be today at 2:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Kip W. Spencer, age 41, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Kip Spencer will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Faye Enan, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Faye Enan are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Audrey Getch, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of the Atlantic and Red Oak areas, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Audrey Getch are pending at the Warner Funeral Home in Spencer. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.